أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ruku have related to us incidents of the people of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of Musa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Salih, Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had highlighted was the causes of their destruction. The causes of the destruction of their community and their people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the extravagance, the opulence, and the wastage, and the pride and arrogance of the people of Hud, and the people of Salih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sin that the people of Lut alayhi salam were engaged in, which led to their ultimate destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam and the sin that was prevalent within the community, which they refused to give up and which also led to their destruction. After relating to us all the incidents and the causes of the destruction of the different communities and people of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the glorious Quran. Now why does the topic go from that theme where Allah is speaking of causes of destruction? From that theme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to the theme of the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the greatness and the significance of the Quran, as if Allah is giving us the message that to avoid causes of destruction, to avoid the sins that they were engaged in, and to stay away from what had led to their ultimate failure in dunya and akhirah, we need to hold on to the Quran. We need to stick to the Quran. We need to live our life by the Quran. We need to make an effort to develop a close relationship with the Quran. For indeed, the Quran is the life manual of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, and we cannot lead our lives, we cannot operate this life without the life manual that Allah has blessed us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah number 192 of Surah Al-Shu'ara, وَإِنَّهُ. Allah introduces the Quran. What is the Quran? Allah says, indeed it. Indeed the Quran, لَتَنْزِيل, is most certainly and undoubtedly the revelation. The revelation of who? رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Rabb of all the worlds. So number one, the first thing about the Quran is the author is the best author. There is no other author that is better than Allah. So that's the first thing Allah tells us of the Quran that makes it better than any other book that we can ever read, any other book that we can ever study, any other book that we can ever dedicate time to. It is the best of all books which deserves the best from us. Why? Because it has the best author, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the world. So we should give it the best because it is the best book. Today, very often people are looking at the best seller, or they look at who is the best author, and based on who is considered to be the best author, they will read that individual or that writer's book, because he is considered as the best author or the best writer. So this deserves the best of our time and the best of our energy, because it is authored by Rabbul Alameen, the best of all authors. That's number one. Number two, what makes it better than every other book and every other material that we can study? Allah says, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ, the most trustworthy angel, the most trustworthy spirit, that is Jibreel alayhi salam, carried it down, came down with it. So the author was the best. The one who transmitted it and brought it down was the best. Allah did not choose any angel. Allah chose a ruh. And a ruh refers to Jibreel alayhi salam. And he was given the title Al-Amin, the trustworthy one, the honest one. And we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed the same title Al-Amin. So the Amin of the heavens, Jibreel alayhi salam, he brought it down to who? The Amin of the earth. So one Amin to another Amin. So the best carrier, the best author, the best carrier, the most trustworthy and honest of all the angels, and the head of all the angels came down with this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ. And where was the destination? When he brought it down, and when he came down with it, where was it deposited? Where was it stored? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. The purest of destination, the purest of heart. No man, no human being, no creature, no creation of Allah possess a heart purer and more divine and more pure than the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the destination was the purest of destinations. That's what makes it the best book, the best author, the best transmitter, the best carrier. The destination was the purest of all destinations. It was deposited directly into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala qalbik. Jibreel alayhi salam came down with it and he placed it into your heart. Why? Why was the book revealed? لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْدِرِينَ. So that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can be from amongst the warners. So Allah has given us three reasons. What makes this book the best book? And why it deserves the best from us? The author was the best. The carrier was the best. The destination and the one who introduced it to the world was the best of all creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A fourth reason Allah says, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. The fourth reason why it is the best, because Allah chose the best and the purest of languages for this book, and that is the Arabic language. Allah says He brought it down. It was authored by Allah. It was placed into your heart with the purest of languages. Allah says, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. The clear, illuminating, and the crystal language of Arabic. Mufassirin and scholars explain that based on this, whatever of the Quran is not in Arabic is not Quran. So an English translation of the Quran is not considered to be a Quran. Only what is in Arabic is Quran. What is in Arabic is the kalam of Allah, is the speech of Allah. What is translated, so if a person sits with the translation of the Quran, that is a noble act. It's a good deed to try and understand the message of the Quran or what he is reciting, but that is not considered as Quran. It can never be equal to the recitation of the Arabic, because that is not the kalam of Allah. That is a translation of the kalam of Allah. The kalam of Allah and the Quran is only that which is in Arabic. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that Quran is that which is in the pure and clear language of Arabic. And that is why in Salah also, if you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha in your Salah, that Salah is not valid. Why? You have not recited Quran. What must be recited in Salah must be Quran. So if a person recites an English translation or any other translation of the Quran, it is not considered as Quran. We will not say that he has made tilawah. That is not considered as tilawah. Only that which is in Arabic is the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah, and that is given the name Quran, and it holds the title of Quran, and it will be considered as a recitation of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.